This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Police and Fire Committee is advancing legislation to allow individual city council members to decide whether to keep a controversial gunshot detection technology, ShotSpotter, in their wards. The ordinance is an effort to undo Mayor Brandon Johnson's decision to end the city contract with ShotSpotter. This plan still needs approval from the full city council. Retired Illinois Appellate Justice Eileen O'Neill Burke says even though she won the Democratic primary race for Cook County State's Attorney, she is still focused on getting her crime-fighting message to areas of Chicago where she did not receive too many votes. This was a narrow victory for O'Neill Burke. My colleague Michael Puente reports analysis by WBEZ finds she received less than a quarter of the vote in Chicago's black neighborhoods. The former deputy prosecutor ran on a platform of getting tough on crime. And O'Neill Burke says people throughout Cook County are worried about safety.
We will work very, very hard throughout this next campaign season until November to make sure every single community understands what my positions are on things.
O'Neill Burke will face Republican Bob Fioretti and Libertarian Charles Kopinski in the November general election. Chicago now has a chief homelessness officer. This person will develop a five-year plan to address homelessness in the city. Mayor Brandon Johnson today naming Cindy Soto to fill the grant-funded, first-of-its-kind position. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports Soto comes from the Chicago Community Trust, a philanthropic foundation, and she worked for years in the city housing department under former Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Soto says she'll collaborate with community groups and county, state, and federal officials to launch new initiatives to address homelessness.
My ask to each of you is simple. Share your ideas and hold me accountable. It is an immense honor to undertake this vital role on your behalf, and gaining and keeping your trust are important to me.
The city is exploring how to address homelessness after voters this month rejected a new tax that would have helped fund prevention efforts. Well, both the White Sox and Cubs are playing in town today, and for the first time, fans can place bets right next door to Wrigley Field at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The DraftKings facility in Wrigleyville opened last year as a bar and restaurant, and our sports contributor, Cheryl Ray Stout, says adding betting this year is interesting, given the complicated history between gambling and baseball in Chicago.
Joe Jackson with the White Sox was banned from baseball, and that's, you know, we're talking about the 1919 White Sox.
Major League Baseball is investigating gambling allegations surrounding star Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter. Weather, getting some showers this afternoon and a high near 50, and then some heavy showers and thunderstorms expected tonight with a low near 40. Tuesday, a bit rainy, breezy, high in the low 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.